Hey guys and gals, this is Lord Gates from Rapture Radio, and you are listening to Chip the Metal Dad McCabe here on Cygnus Radio. Time to up the irons. Woo!
Metal Dad Radio Show, welcome back to another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad, and as we always do, not always, most of the time, up in the irons, Sanctuary, some Deano Maiden, and I have this weird sinking suspicion that I'm not alone, because I'm not. Woo! And it's not the Candyman, everybody. It is not the Candyman sitting next to me. It is my brother from another metal mother, Lord Gates. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I traveled miles and miles and miles to come to the beautiful, rainy, cold, dismal, gray Connecticut. I wouldn't have it any other way. This is like metal weather, heavy metal weather. This is what it looks like, folks. Yeah, hey, happy to be here, man. Just came up from North Carolina for some family business and to see some friends. And I'm like, I got to stop in. And I don't think I've seen you in like, what, 6 years?
Definitely pre-pandemic, right? When did you move to North Carolina?
2018, and we were talking about this off air. The last time I was here, I brought DJ French Fry, a bunch of candy, and some Pokemon cards, right?
That is accurate, which he still has, by the way.
Yeah, we were moving, and we didn't want to take a lot of stuff with us. And we all know that the even though he's DJ French Fry, he loves the candy. So I brought a ton for the whole family. I think it was Halloween too. There was like Pez, and there was stuff everywhere.
It was something. But yeah, when you had sent me a message and you just said, "Hey, when do you record your show?"
Yeah.
I was like, "We're going to record it now because you're in town.
Yeah.
You're in town.
Let's do it."
So let's get into some new stuff, and then I've got Tour Archive Block, which you and I are going to talk about, because I was at this show. You apparently were not, but I've got stories to tell. And then we've got some albums celebrating anniversaries. You mentioned today as we record, it's rainy, dreary, cold. That's doom metal weather in my mind.
Yeah, it's doom. That's 100% it's doom all the way.
So let's play one of my favorite doom albums so far this year. Guys, I'm just going to tell you now, this is probably going to wind up on my year-end list. This is a band called Tribunal. They have a new record coming out in April we'll tell you about. But here's a track off it now called Incarnadine. Smell Dad Radio.
Yeah. Your fatal beauty, your sun is touching my soul. My saddened eyes, I try to draw down your light once again, but you are slipping away. I'm gonna reset.
Well, that song is over, Metal Dad Radio. And that right there was Candlemass. You should know that band.
Sweet, sweet, evil son. Mother of the world.
That's all I want to say. That is accurate, friends. Candlemass. Black Star, that was kind of a crack off. It's only four songs. Two songs. Black Star.
About how the meme of Pentagram has gone so far across the digital social medias lately. And Bobby, I mean, love him or hate him, he's been in the spotlight for a little while now, so I'm sure Candlemass will do it justice.
Well, I do love the fact, if we're going to talk about that, that Pentagram decided to own it and use that image on the tour posters that they just put out. So good for them. All right, before that, we gave you a band called Gates to Hell, who's got a new record that just dropped on March 21st called Death Comes to All, released through Nuclear Blast. There's a lot of chugga-chugga on that one. I can definitely imagine kids picking up the change. Mm-hmm. And then before that, Tribunal, whose new record, Impenitence and Ruin, comes out April 18th through $20 spin. And I said it when I played this song. This album's going to be on my year-end list, somewhere on my year-end list.
I know that you're also, like me, you're a big fan of 20 Bucks Spin. Yeah. You turned me on to them where they usually, they do no wrong. Everything that comes out on that label is just golden. And what did you say? You had the conversation with your kid about certain types of doom, and you like your doom a certain way?
So, yeah, so if Tribunal, who I love, I know the Candyman would like this album as well, but he would call this dadcore because I'm a huge fan of like death doom and like sludgy death metal and doom in general, where he's more into like technical death metal. And I mentioned like human era death, right? Picture that. And so, you know, we sometimes joke and I'll say things like, what did that have not enough notes for you?
Yeah.
So dadcore. Yeah, death doom in my house is now dadcore.
So with no dadcore, there would be nothing, though. There's no basis of anything. So
That's accurate. Okay, it's time for our tour archives. And I was thinking about shows and tours and what I wanted to play in this block. And I came up with what has become a fairly infamous tour that played Hartford, Connecticut in 2003. Now, you were not at this show, you said.
No.
But I will tell you about it real quick. It was Colonel Forge, Amon Amarth, Immortal, Primal Fear, and Rob Halford and his band. So that's a pretty heavy underground tour, right? In 2003. Apparently, like 2 days after this tour played Hartford, it exploded, imploded, I guess you could say. There were accusations of somebody, a booking agent or somebody stealing money from the tour, bands not getting paid. It was apparently an absolute shit show. The tour was supposed to be a full U.S. tour. It played like four shows. Hartford happened to be one of them.
Wow.
But I also interviewed Rob Halford at that show for like 2 seconds because he was doing a meet and greet. And I asked him about Heavy Metal Parking Lot. And you have seen Heavy Metal Parking Lot?
Trust me, there were late nights where we would watch that. That was on, we only had it on VHS.
Correct.
Now it's everywhere. You can find it. But there's so many characters on that. What was his response? What do you think about it?
So first of all, my VHS copy is in one of those drawers over there. So he went on at least like a 7 or 8 minute diatribe about the social impact of Heavy Metal Parking Lot on the greater society. It was amazing. And I turned to my friend who was there with me and I was like, were we just given homework? Did Professor Halford just give us a homework assignment?
Yeah, that sounds about right. It's from the mouths of the teachers. It's descended upon the students to go out and get more knowledge, and you'll receive your degree in Halfordism. So
yeah, I received my degree in heavy metal that night.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I'm going to play three of the bands. Well, my three favorite bands that played that show. Carnal Forge was fine. My favorite part of their set was their Webster Theater used to have signs that said no moshing, which is hilarious.
Nobody paid attention to that.
And he pointed in his Swedish accent and said, "That sign says no moshing. This song is for mosh."
Yeah.
And then we mosh. So there's a it was great. This song is for Mosh. Primal Fear was the biggest Judas Priest ripoff in the world anyway, so it was like watching Judas Priest twice. This band, though, came out on stage. They played they played second, which is hilarious because now they headline like massive tours.
Oh, yeah.
And they're opening for Pantera soon. Amon Amarth came out. Everyone dressed all in black. Johan Hegg said nothing in between songs. They played their set. They walked off stage, and it was like, if you don't know who we are, fuck you. It was one of the best sets Amon Amarth has ever done. They were touring off this record. This is Amon Amarth, Death and Fire. It's Metal Dad Radio. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go, the headliner of the show we're talking about, Rob Halford, right?
So much talent in one person. It just that, I mean, he can sing anything except filling in for Ozzy on Ozfest, but other than, because we were talking about that offline, but yeah, I remember when that album came out, and I was we were just talking offline about how that album came out, and then what was the Priest album with Ripper, Jugulator,
I believe. Yeah.
And this is so much better. So tighter, and just the Halford, the screaming part, you can't get enough of it, man.
I have jokingly said that the best Judas Priest record between like 1996 and like 2000 and something was this Halford Resurrection album.
Yeah.
And it came out August 8th, 2000. And he headlined this tour. It's actually touring off the Crucible record, which came out after this one.
Right.
But I do remember him playing this song, so I figured I would throw it out there. And I just love this Resurrection record. Before that, Immortal, Sons of Northern Darkness, title track of an album they were touring off of that was released in February 2002. Now, I have an Immortal story about this show, too. I have a lot of stories about this show. We're standing outside the Webster Theater, which is in not the nicest of neighborhoods in Hartford, Connecticut.
A little rough
around the edges. And Abbott is standing outside his tour bus, sans makeup, of course, just hanging out. And a couple of us recognize him and go over, and we're just chit-chatting with him. And he turns to us like mid-sentence, and he looks at the house at the end of the street, and he goes, "Is that Crack House?" And we were like, don't know, haven't been there. And he says, "Someone says that's Crack House." And I said, "I don't know how to answer that, dude."
It's almost like, is this tourist attraction?
Yes.
Even though it's the wrong dialect, like, tourist attraction?
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Is this Crack House? Yeah, I don't know if it's a Crack House or not.
Exactly.
It might have been a Crack House, but who knows? And Amon Amarth off their Versus the World album from 2002 that they were touring off of. We gave you Death and Fire. Love this album. This might be my favorite Amon Amarth record, actually. Love this song. And again, they came out all in black. Black shirts, black pants. Didn't say a word. Handled their business and then just walked off stage. And everybody was like, what the hell was that? So
it's goodness. It's Amon Amarth, and now they're huge.
Yeah. Now the last time I saw Amon Amarth, they were headlining a like 5,000 seat amphitheater with Cannibal Corpse and Obituary. So there you go. That was also 22 years ago. So yeah, you feel old? I feel old.
I'm aged.
Just aged. Yeah. These albums have aged. That's a nice segue. All of these records we're about to play are celebrating anniversaries at some point this week, including the aforementioned Cannibal Corpse, who on April 11th, 1994, dropped their album The Bleeding through Metal Blade Records. Let's give you a track off this right now, Staring Through the Eyes of the Dead. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Tell me I'm alive, dead.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, three albums celebrating anniversaries, including Sepultura, who on April 7th, 1989, released Beneath the Remains. And we were talking about how good this record was compared to Schizophrenia. Yeah. When I first heard Schizophrenia, I thought, this band blows. But it wasn't because of the band, it was because the recording was so bad.
Oh, it was garbage. And I remember having it on cassette, and it just, you know, back in the day, I mean, cassettes, well, they don't sound great. It sounded worse. So like, who produced this? Who mastered?
Oh, nobody. It wasn't produced or mastered. It was terrible. Yeah. But I do like Beneath the Remains. Before that, Oppressor, who I thought was a underrated death metal band from the early to mid 90s, they released their debut album, Solstice of Oppression, on April 9th, 1994, through Red Light Records. And we gave you the track As Blood Flows. And then starting off the block, Cannibal Corpse, final album with Chris Barnes on vocals, The Bleeding, was released April 11th, 1994 through Metal Blade. And we gave you the track Staring Through the Eyes of the Dead, which was sort of like their hit song off that record. Right? Was there a video for that?
I'm drawing a blank on the video for it, but the other thing too is like if you dial it back and you try to remember all of like the heavy metal stuff you were watching on MTV, it starts to fade away after a certain time. time frame. And then you start going down the path of, oh, I saw that on a compilation VHS tape.
Yes.
Remember that?
Earache used to put those out. Yes. There are a bunch of Century Media would put those out. Yes, I used to love getting those VHS tapes and just watching the music videos, which, by the way, according to Metal Archives, that song Staring Through the Eyes of the Dead also appeared in an episode of Beavis and Butthead.
Of course it did.
Of course it did. And I'm sure they made fun of Chris Barnes' vocals the entire time. Of course. All right. Lord Gates, this has been absolutely my pleasure to have you on this show once again.
I appreciate it, man. I've said this before, just when we start talking about either horror movies or metal or anything to do, you know, with heaviness, we click. You go down that same rabbit hole that I go down, and you know, I've taken a lot from what we've done over the years and try to acclimate it into my show, you know, with bumpers and with just the way that we do stuff. But being with you here in the flesh, this is awesome because it doesn't happen. You know, I'm down south. I'm basking in the 78 degree sunniness. Like, I'd be at the beach right now probably, but instead I'm here with the gloom and doom. But this is absolutely fantastic. Thanks for having me, man.
Man, anytime you want to come back to the Connecticut gloom and doom.
Yeah, it'll be in a while.
Open seat here for you.
It'll be a while.
That's all right. All right, we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to who we believe, including Lord Gates believes, is the first ever heavy metal band. And that, of course, would be
Black Sabbath.
Yes, sir. Let's go off of one of their, I think, underrated records. Title track. This is Sabbath, Never Say Die. Until next week, kids.